Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the International Masterminds Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, and I'm here with Danielle.
Chad.
Vaughn.
Rose.
And we're late. We're the mastermind. We're the Plan with Intention Mastermind Group. We are energized and ready this early Saturday morning to be on the air with you all. So I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or a friend and tell them that we're on the air right now. Or they can call and join us via internet by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminds or by phone at 661-554-9219. 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in a chat room, or you can log on to our Facebook account. Make a comment on our Facebook page and let us know you're listening, and post your questions there as well. We'll be monitoring the page while we're on the call. Today, we will continue our discussion on the bestseller, Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill. Today, we'll be discussing Chapter 8, Persistence, and also Appendix I. Before we get started, let's tell our listeners a little bit about International Mastermind Association.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Okay, great. Good morning. Again, I would like to start the show by asking my co-host, how was your weekend, and what goal did you achieve? Starting in alphabetical order, Danielle.
Chad is first.
Oh, Chad.
But I will go first. The weekend is not exactly just starting for me. It's been really, really good. I've spent a lot of time out in the yard, and every time I go out in the yard, I do my best to connect gardening with something that I've read this week. And on my Facebook page, I posted what, honestly, even though I have not planted any carrots yet, I thought may have been a carrot, although it's not a carrot. It's a weed that looks a lot like a very small carrot. So there were some things that were brought to me and some things that were brought to light about this weed that looked like a carrot. So far, my weekend has started off being very enlightening.
Okay. Great. Next.
Okay. Do I go now?
Hello? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that, Chad. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Just happy to have my time on to say I'm proud to be here, happy to be here today, and I just want to thank everybody for listening to Blog Talk Radio again. My weekend started off pretty rough, but I was able to accomplish one very important thing, and that was getting together with you guys, reading up on the Think and Grow Rich, getting a chance to finish the kind of chapter 9 to understand what we the topic that we'll be discussing today. So that was my little success story on this weekend so far.
Rose.
Good morning, and good morning, everyone. My week, I had a wonderful, still the weekend is here. My week has been blessed and wonderfully successful as far as meeting my goals. I had a little bit of rearranging to do at the office, so I was able to accomplish that. And I'm also happy to say that I am actually applying the concept of Napoleon Hill into my life. I'm writing my goals, and I'm achieving and monitoring them, and I am excited that I am still at it and being persistent and doing what I have written and written down to do. And also, I'm just excited. I'm excited about the Blog Talk Radio, and our numbers are up, and I thank you listeners and callers, and you guys continue to call in, and we welcome you all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Meg.
And I am Vaughn. Good morning, everyone. My week was a phenomenal week. Like Rose said, we are actually not only have we written our goals down, we're actually working them. We're working the plan, and it's a wonderful thing. I thought Rose would have mentioned that she's on the highway right now taking the Mother Perry Youth Empowerment kids over to West Palm Beach to attend the Entrepreneur 101, and I think that's a success. I'm always excited to see the kids engage in something positive, things that can actually change their lives or give their lives direction. So I'm excited about that. And if the kids can hear me, good morning, everyone.
Loud.
Oh, that's
good morning.
Great. Good morning. You all, this is Willay. Vaughn and Rose, congratulations. I can't wait to hear about all the great things that are going to occur today with the kids in West Palm. My week thus far has been wonderful. Like everyone else, I've been aligning my goals with the 10 steps that are set forth for us, and I've been focusing on my personal goals and creativity this week. So personal goal was to sign up at the gym. So I did sign up at the gym, and I went one day, which is a really big deal for me. So I will continue to be persistent and go more, but at least I took the first two steps. And my creative goal was getting my art projects out again. So I got some canvas boards out, and I got my beading out, and I'm going to move forward with completing some creativity goals this week.
Yay! All right, good, everyone. I'm glad everyone had a good and productive week. I just want to make mention, let the audience know that Vaughn and Rose, they are a couple. They are married.
Yay.
Because a lot of times you hear them correlate with the same date because they are having the same date. But anyway, I would like to I would give my report in a moment on how my weekend was. I know you all want to know. I'm rubbing my hands together because I'm excited to let you know what happened in my very interesting week.
Well, all right. Fine, Michael.
Huh? One moment. Here we go. But you all know that I believe that you can't discuss anything without knowing the meaning and the topic and from which we came. I'd first like to go through the chapters. We came from chapter 1, desire, chapter 2, faith, chapter 3, auto-suggestion, chapter 4, specialized knowledge, chapter 5, imagination, chapter 6 is organized planning, chapter 7 was very interesting, was decision. And today we will be talking about persistence, all right? So that's bringing me to introducing persistence. What is persistence? It's to persist. It is continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition, the action or condition or an instant in preserving. Okay. What's perseverance? Perseverance is the quality that allows someone to continue trying to do something even though it's difficult. What is to persevere? To persist in a state, enterprise, undertaking in spite of counter influences, opposition, or discouragement. And these are words that came from Webster, not from me. And you'll also hear throughout the rest of our conversation those words, opposition, counter influences. But before I go there, this week I got so excited about Napoleon Hill, like everyone's saying. And so I really wanted to get the man, know the man himself. And so I researched him. So I'd like to secondly start off the day by giving a shout out to none other than Mr. Birthday Man, Napoleon Hill. His birthday was yesterday, October the 26th. He was born in 1983. Everybody give him a round of applause.
All right.
Had he been living, he'd be 129. The oldest living today is 115. And Mr. Napoleon Hill, he died at the age of 87. And I like to say this, and that's how relevant it is to be persistent, because what you do affects at least 100 other people. I will say that again and again, over and over. And even though Napoleon Hill passed away over 42 years, we're still discussing his topics, doing his strategies. And I think that's what we should all strive for. And I think that if we all live towards that goal, to live for someone else or to live outside our comfort zone, to that we could live on forever, I think that the world would be a much greater place. Secondly, what I also learned about Mr. Napoleon Hill, that through his research, he interviewed many of the most famous people that we know today: Thomas Edison, Alexander Bell, George Eastman, Henry Ford, Gates, Rockefeller, Charles Schwab, Wilberforce, Theodore Roosevelt, William Taft, and all these people that he interviewed. And that's where this is where this book comes from, that all these guys had these same things in common. So I just wanted to share that all with you. I think that's very important. It's not something that just came out of hat, and it's being proven throughout time. Now, to my week. First of all, I'd like to give everybody a round of applause for helping me achieve my goal. My goal was to affect 3,000 people this year. And I believe last week we have to date over 3,400 listeners. So give yourselves a round of applause. I thank you. I appreciate it. I'm very happy. I'm excited. The whole team is happy. Okay. So our next goal is to
Before we go any further, Mike, can we take a commercial break?
Go ahead. Give it to me.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Okay, we're back. Before we go any further, I'd like to introduce a very important person. She's the creator of the Mastermind Group, none other than Miss Ann McNeil.
So we welcome Ann. We know that she's out there listening, and we welcome her to call into the show and let us know and the world know how your week was. Also, we thank you for being the visionary of this great and growing organization. And for everyone who has not met you, we know that they look forward to meeting you at the annual conference, January 11th and 12th, which we will be hearing more about. So, Michael, I'm going to turn it back over to you and let everyone know. I want to welcome Chad. We all want to welcome Chad. Chad is another member of our group who has not been able to make it Saturday morning, so we find it very symbolic that he would join us today on this last Saturday. We also look forward to hearing from the November group, Call to Conquer, Nefreda Thomas and Imelda Wallace and Kimberly Larkins. We look forward to hearing from you all also to let our listeners know what they have in store for the month of November. Michael?
Okay, thanks for that. And, Chad, I guess you saved the best for last. I like that. That's you're still in the show, Chad.
Thank you.
Now let me give you a little bit about my week. I know it's kind of over, but I would like to start by explaining how I truly discovered how important masterminding was or is. I didn't notice it until this week, until a different situation arrived, and it came up in many times, and I found myself speaking about things, either people in my mastermind group that we discussed or things that we learned in the Napoleon Hill book. It forced me to read. It forced me to spread the word. It forced me to speak it. And I even had dreams all this week about it. And everything that came to my daily Bible, it spoke about persistence. And if most importantly, it teaches me to be accounted for this. Because you speak about something so much, people hold you accountable to what you're speaking. All right? Because the bottom line is, when you do all those things above what I said, you have to be about it, okay? And one thing that I learned most about this week is I've been meeting people, and they read the book. And they said, hey, yeah, I read the book. I didn't get nothing from it. And I told them, I said, it's just like school. You don't go to school and just read it one time and be done with it. And it made mention in the book that you have to be tested. You have to read the book, test it. Be tested, and then read it again, and then be tested, and read it again. It's a guide to our faith. And there's no microwave formula. I'm sure that everyone else in the group, they experienced the same thing. And I just want to share that with you all. That's my goal. I was able to help a lot of people through just knowing about Napoleon Hill. And that was my goal, and like I said, to help 3,000 people. And I was very excited when we got the goal of 3,400. So the next thing I told Danielle in the text was, I want to change the world now. I want the world to listen.
That's all right.
So
that's all right.
I know my team is on board with it, right? Can I get yes from everybody?
Oh yeah.
You can get an amen on that one, brother. Can I chime in on something?
Yes.
I also want to say good morning, Chad. It's an honor and a pleasure that we're all together on this call, and it means something. It, just to hear your voice this morning, it was like, okay, we're complete now, you know, because this is the team that we put together, and for all of us to be on the call together, it's a really special moment. And by the way, for Miss Danielle, let me know if Miss Ann isn't out there listening, because you know I have my impersonation ready for it. I can be Miss Ann for about 5 minutes.
Okay. Right, we thank you for that offer, but we'll let her call in. We'll let her.
Just in case, I'm ready.
And before we get started, let me just say, let me attest to that, Chad. I've never heard Vaughn sound so excited as when I said Chad is on the line. I didn't want to put him out there, but since he just mentioned it. Excited, so we are so happy to have you with us, Chad, and we know that you're ready to go.
Yeah, thank you.
saying? There's nothing like knowing that your team is complete. You know what I mean? You put together a team. You got a point guard, a forward, a small forward, another guard, and a center. If your center doesn't show up, what happens? Your team is depleted. To know that just the fact that he's there is like enough, even if he's only 50% there. I prefer that 50% than him not being there at all. So I'm real happy. Y'all, let's get to the
I'll
boogie,
have to do
man.
That. I'll have to do
that. Let's get on it.
And then what I would say is, too, is Chad is also voting and online at the same time. So everyone, go out and vote. Please go out and vote. It is important. I'm not telling you how to vote, but please vote. Okay? What I want to start off with is very important. I mean, Napoleon Hill basically says desire plus will equals persistence. And I'd just like to read this. It says willpower and desire will properly combine, making irresistible pair. People who accumulate great fortune are generally thought of as cold-blooded and sometimes ruthless. Often they are misunderstood. What they have is willpower, which they mix with persistence and place back of their desires to ensure the attainment of their objective. For me, when I was going through grad school, we watched Wall Street. I don't know if everybody's familiar with that, but they talked about greed. And I always agreed with Mr. Gordon in the movie, because these people, and it's also further down in the line, they sacrifice everything. You understand? They people thought they were crazy. People left them by themselves. People ridiculed their decisions. They gave up. Some people had to even live in their cars and go homeless to attain their great wealth that they have. And the people that don't attain that don't have the wealth, they're often jealous and call them certain names. But they didn't go through what that person go through. So I like to say to all those successful people, I understand you, and you're not misunderstood. So I don't know. I know Ron want to say something about that. I mean, that's just my opinion.
You know, right away, I want to say something like that about that. I have experience, and it didn't happen this week. It happened the week before. Well, I work for a company called Fire Services, and what this company does, it goes in to homes and buildings that have been damaged by fire or water, so on and so forth. So I was working with the emergency team, and while we were in a complex, the houses in that complex, they started at about $10 million. So on our lunch break, we're sitting outside. It's a group of about six guys. We're all laborers, so to speak, working hard, and I'm watching two older gentlemen on a golf cart. Now, mind you, this housing development, it sits on one of the nicest golf courses here in Collier County. So I'm watching these guys come in about 11:30, 12 o'clock. Then I watched them go out. Then they came back, and they're just on the golf course, golf cart riding around. And this goes back to something you said earlier, Mike. My comment was, wow, I want to know what these people know. And the guy next to me, he said, well, a lot of these people inherited their money. I said, that's true, but a lot of them didn't. What do they know? I need to know what it is that they know. I don't need to know their industry, but I need to know what led them, what motivated them, what got them to this point where they're able to see an older gentleman, maybe 50 years old, another one that's maybe 60 years old, that they have the luxury of not only living in this development, but they have the luxury of playing golf in the middle of the daytime, in the middle of the day, in the middle of a work week. What is it that they know? You know what I mean? And I go online and I'm listening to this guy. His name is, and I think I mentioned him before, his name is Eric Thomas. He's a great motivational speaker. He has a gift like none other. This guy says he spoke with his son and was telling his son about getting his grades together. And his son said, well, I've gone to the teacher and so on and so forth. He says, well, listen, what you want to know is not what the teacher is teaching, but you want to know what the teacher knows. You want to go to the mind of the person. You want to go deep into her or his or her
mind and his or her thought pattern and process to know why she's such a great math student, a great math teacher. You want to? That's how you figure out. I'm like, wow, how it goes together. That's the information that I want. I want to know how to get my mind to a place where I can be that persistent. I know persistence has to have something to do with it, and I'm not, and I don't want to take over the blog this morning, the show this morning. But there's so much about that in that one statement. Just, and we haven't even gotten into the text. And I could just think of, I always give my kids an example, a real life example that I've lived. Chad Johnson, for you, those of you who know who he is, he's a wide receiver. Well, he was an NFL wide receiver. He grew up in the Liberty City area. He was zoned to play football at Miami Northwestern. His talent was not great enough to be a starter at Miami Northwestern. He went and left that school and went on to like a Miami Beach or something. Well, out of all the superstars that left Miami Northwestern, Chad is the one player in that era that made it to the NFL. Why? Because Chad was persistent at what he did. He had the best work ethic. He wasn't the best of players. He had the best work ethics. He was persistent with his working out. He was persistent focusing on his goals. And I point that out because it's the same thing. If we want to succeed in any areas in our lives, we have to be just that persistent. We have to want it as much as we want to breathe.
Vaughn,
we have to want it that much. Keep it going. Let's ride.
Vaughn,
I'm
this
listening.
Is Willay. I know you said that we haven't gotten into the text yet, but that's an ideal, a nice segue, because on 177, I know you mentioned that, you know, okay, how, you know, I want to know what they know. What do I need to do? And I think, you know, that's step one. It's like you want to know, you know? And then that's when Napoleon Hill comes in and tells you, okay, on 177, he says, right in the middle of the page, as one makes an impartial study of the prophets, philosophers, miracle workers, and religious leaders of the past, one is drawn to the inevitable conclusion that persistence, concentration of effort, and definiteness of purpose were the major sources of their achievements. So what happens now is now we're in a position to actually apply those, like definiteness of purpose and persistence to our lives, in order to make the change, because now we've been exposed to, okay, what drives them, what motivates them. Okay, now I have to develop, you know, what's my purpose? Okay, now I have to be persistent about pursuing my purpose. And now it puts, you know, the work on you. You know, now you have to do the work. And that's why I'm grateful for this book, because it puts everything into perspective and it makes everything personable. Okay, now this is what I need to do in order to make these things happen.
This is Janelle. There's also a part at the beginning of the chapter, on the first page of the first page of the chapter, where Napoleon Hill states, there may be no heroic connotation to the word persistence, but the quality is to the character of man what carbon is to steel. So, like my mastermind partner Michael, I had to look up the relationship between carbon and steel. And I do not know much about shop metal or cars or anything like that, but steel is made harder and stronger by carbon. So carbon is infused into steel, and it makes it harder and stronger. So in the world of ladies and lady language, it would be similar to acrylic nails. So if you have acrylic nails, if you have acrylic on your nails, it makes them harder and stronger.
Wait, well, so I also have some things for that to know.
I have to keep it in a language that I can understand. Thank you. So I don't have acrylic nails, but I did have acrylic nails at one time, and I do remember that when the acrylic was removed, it made the nails brittle. And actually, carbon does the same thing to steel, too much of it can make it brittle also, which means then that there has to be a balance. So there can't be too much persistence without all of the other things that we've been discussing over the past 4 weeks, as the other groups have been discussing in months prior, and our upcoming group, the upcoming group called To Conquer will also be discussing. So then that even strengthens the need and necessity for there being balance. Too much acrylic makes bad nails.
And Danelle, it's funny that you say that, because I was going to make mention of that too, because I'm like, huh? Carbon steel? So don't think it's just a woman thing. I was like that too, and I researched it, and you're absolutely correct.
Right.
But to definitely to go back to Vaughn, I was through my reading, through my studying, through different books that I read, Sun Tzu, The Art of War, that's what business is based on. The Secret, How to Think, How Law of Attraction, Napoleon Hill, they all give us guidelines on how to be successful. You understand? It's the same. The Bible, let's go back. The Bible tells you how to be successful. All right? But the thing is, it's the persistence. And like I told you, I spoke to many people this week. I read the book, but I'm not successful. Because at the first look at failure, it's like what we talked last week about decisions, is that you made a decision, it didn't succeed, and now you're like, oh, okay, let me go to the next thing. Okay, I tried this, it didn't work, and then I don't succeed. The thing is definitely the persistence. And like Danelle said, you got to apply everything prior to what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks and the prior chapters in the book, because if you don't plan, if you don't go on your faith, if you don't go on your auto-suggestion, if you don't plan, all right, your organized planner will tell you to go back. And like I told you all, I had a dream this week on persistence. A lot of stuff came up. And I was talking to someone about unconditional love. What is unconditional love? No, it's not the flowers. No, it's not the roses. It's not giving gifts. It's loving a person in spite of, all right? And that's mean I love the person in spite of they don't wash dishes. I love the person in spite of they leave their dirty drawers on top of the hamper. All right, I love the person in spite of. And so that's what persistence would be. Persistence would be I love my desire and my faith in spite of my negative views, in spite of the economy. Because truth of the matter is, you got to be basically crazy to be persistent, because you got to believe in something that you don't see. You got to believe in your faith and your vision and your desire. You understand? And your imagination. All those things prior to all these prior chapters, it was all based on stuff you cannot see, most of them, except the organized planning. Okay? And last night I was at an event. I'm writing on a plate. I'm thinking about tomorrow, about today. I'm writing on the back of a plate. I couldn't find a napkin. I didn't have a paper. I'm writing on the back of a plate. I'm reading off the back of a plate right now. You understand? And so you have to be able to plan. And then someone picked up my plate and they read it. They said, I don't understand nothing on this plate. What is this? I said, you know what? That's my vision. That's my goal. It's not meant for you to understand. Listen to the show tomorrow and then you can see how I regurgitate. But I just wanted to share that because I think that's very important, because then I started to think about how much I think about what I'm thinking about. And I started thinking and hold on a second.
Can I cut you off?
Hold on 1 second. Let me get you one thing. And it said, how many thoughts does a human have a day? 30,000 thoughts a day. And whatever you think the most, that's what you want to attain. Okay, let's go to a commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And you're listening to the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group. We have Chad, Danelle, Rose, Vaughn, Michael Horn, and Willay.
Wow. Okay, but, you know, I want to pull some people out. I just want to squeeze all that in because you got to know how your mind should work and operate. But I want to get some feedback from Mr. Chad, the star host today.
Okay. Okay, how you guys doing? One of the things that you said that stuck out to me, when you talk about assistance, I happen to be a personal trainer a little bit on the side. That's what I do for a little bit. And I've been doing personal training for a little while, and it was crazy that Willay said something about starting to work out. And one of the things that I see a lot of times when people first get ready to start working out, they really want to achieve a goal. They have goals that are already set, whether they're written down or they're in their mind. But one thing that they forget to acquire is that perseverance to be able to continue through what they're not seeing. Because working out one day, you're not going to see the effects in that one day. You're not going to see the effects from what you just did the next day or maybe a week after that. Certain things you're going to have to experience that's going to look like the situation, the goals that you're trying to meet, it looks like they're not going to be met. And that's where persistence comes in, because you have to be persistent at that to continue to work at it in order to achieve the goals. And that's one of the things that I learned about persistence. And I found out that the more that you're persistent, the more that you will succeed in different areas of life. Even with me myself, sometimes I get plagued with procrastination and being busy, being tied up, and other excuses. And when I go through those things, I realize that if I pick something that I want to stay focused on and I persistently get that thing done, I can accomplish that one particular thing in as little as no time, and then I can move on to the next thing. But sometimes you really have to stay focused on what you want to do, and you have to be persistent to seeing that goal come through.
Ding, 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 ding. Can I chime in on that? Can I chime in on that? Chad, I am so glad you said that, because it's amazing that you haven't been on the calls, but you spoke of procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, one week, I think I described, for me, I categorized
plague.
A plague. That's what I called. I think that that's a plague, a virus, a disease. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the disease, guess what's the medication for it? Persistence is the medication for that. You know what I mean? That's the way to overcome procrastination. It's through persistence.
Exactly.
But the crazy thing is you can't overcome it with persistence until you've organized your plan. I think it states somewhere in this, in almost every chapter, like there's no, you can't substitute. It's so many things. There's so many steps. Like from we started on at chapter one, and now we're on chapter eight, and those things cannot be substituted for something else.
Exactly.
So it's a formula. This is a formula, and within the formula, you have to follow steps like baking cookies. You have to follow the steps. You can't put the dry in with the cold or whatever you call it. I'm not a baker, but. You have to follow the steps in order to be successful in making the perfect cookie.
Right.
This is,
you know what I mean? So I'm glad you said that.
Excuse me, guys. This is the perfect cookie maker. And we do have Mrs. Ann McNeil on the line. Welcome,
okay.
Ann, for calling in, talking about the master plan and having the steps.
Good morning. Yes, Vaughn, you can quote me, you can mimic me, but yes, sir, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives as we mastermind. And I tell you, I am chuckling, I am laughing, and I'm almost to the point of tears listening to all of you discuss this book, and I know you're so excited. You've gone through 3 chapters in almost 30 days, and we're all trying to keep up with you as you move quickly through the book. But for those of us who are following you page by page, I wanted to know if you're planning on discussing from page 169, the 8 factors of persistence, or if you're planning on discussing from page 170, the 16 symptoms of lack of persistence.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, what?
What?
No, she said yes. Yes, what?
Yes.
Which one are we going to discuss? Because I'm all the way on 174. How to develop persistence. But
whoa,
we can get into that. And Miss Ann.
See, because this helps us as we follow you. You have to remember, you have thousands of people listening to this Blog Talk Radio show every single week. And we want to be able to, in a chronological way, help people to follow you through the book. We do have different versions of the book, but as you talk about the different pages, if you tell us what section you're on, because there are so many different versions of the book, then the people who are listening can follow.
You know, this is Willay. I think that's a great point. And Chad and I kind of both mentioned working out, for example. So when we talk about the 8 factors of persistence, and Vaughn, I know you were talking about, lack of persistence, that being a play kind of, and then you have, like, persistence, which is your medication, right? So I think as I walk through, because I'll just skip to page 170 really quick, the very last paragraph that says, take inventory of yourself. And we've mentioned it in previous weeks about taking inventory of yourself, and I think the 8 factors of persistence will allow me personally, as well as some of our other listeners, to address what Chad said. You know, you sign up at the gym, or you sign up at the gym and you have a great goal in mind, but what's going to allow you to develop persistence? And I think if you walk through these 8 factors, your definiteness of purpose, your desire, your self-reliance, have a definiteness of plans, accurate knowledge, cooperation, willpower, and then habit. I think then that will kind of give you kind of a roadmap into developing the persistence necessary to carry out your initial goal.
Excellent.
Yeah, I totally
Thank
agree
you.
Too. Oh, you're welcome. but I think that on page, again, 169, like Willie said, knowing the it's like what Chad was saying, and Vaughn and what we was making mention of then was the symptoms of lack of persistence. I was going there because I feel that you have to know what you're not doing, all right. And it's like what they said, you got to take inventory with yourself. And like I said, I do some business consulting, and with the first thing that you do is you ask the person truly, where do you see yourself? Where are you placed in the market? Okay, what is your plan? Okay, and most time when you talk to people, and it's also in the book, and mark the page, you ask people their purpose, they don't know. You know, they know what they don't like, but they don't know where they are and where they want to go. Okay, and so how can you be persistent and press towards something that you don't when you don't know where you're at? So yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You have to take inventory of where you are, and then know your purpose. You got to know what you want, because the worst thing that I don't like about or the worst thing that a person does is you say I don't want this, I don't like this job. So what job do you want? I don't know, not this job. And so when you're seeking out the things, if like where they say, okay, if I'm going to the gym because I want to tighten up this, or I want to gain weight, or I want to, because there are different programs for each objective that you want to attain. All right, like number one, it says knowing what one wants is the first and perhaps the most important step.
the development of persistence. A strong motor forces one to surmount many difficulties. I always say, if you're not walking, you're not moving. If you're not moving, you're not going nowhere. You have to know where you're going or where you want to go. And sometimes we may aim a little high, and we go low. Like I told Vaughn last week, he tried to jump on me. Yeah, my thing was to do something new. You know, I wanted to plant a tomato thing with the topsy thing. Yeah, the tomato didn't grow, but guess what? That was a high goal. But for me, just to put it out there and water it, I was happy. Now, I have to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, now I need to put myself on a time schedule on when to achieve it. But at first, I know that I wanted to do something different in gardening.
All right. I think it's time for us to take a commercial break, and we definitely, and Ms. Ann, we thank you for pointing that out, and we will continue on page 169 after this commercial break.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Okay, so, Vaughn, it seemed like you were getting ready to chime in on that one, too. So I thought I heard your voice on the definition of purpose.
You did. you know, of course, I don't know, I think you kind of ignite a fire within me with some of your statements, and I think that's, I think even the way that this was numbered from 1 to 8, I think it was like, I don't know if he just put them in no particular order or not, but that's definitely where you start, the definite of purpose. I think that it's important as humans. I think our walk on this earth, we should, our walk doesn't, I want to say this in a way that's understandable even to a 2-year-old. Our goal in life should be to find our purpose and walk into it. And I don't mean your job or your career. I mean your God, what God intended for Michael Horn. You know, his intentions for Mike were not his intentions for Vaughn, although they may be in the same realm, but Mike needs to do it this way and Vaughn needs to do it that way. So I think even the way that he numbered these things, these factors of persistence, I think it's in the perfect order. I think more now on finding my purpose and walking into my purpose than I do about someone working on someone's job, so to speak. You know what I mean? Because I realize that my purpose is far more important than to be employed on someone's job. And that I'm not saying that I don't enjoy earning a salary that provides for my family, but that's just a part of my life. That's not my purpose here on earth.
You know, Vaughn, this is Willay. I love the way you said that. Okay, these are in, I don't think they're in a particular order by chance. I believe it might have been planned, you know, kind of getting to know Napoleon Hill through his writing. And just to kind of walk through this, I love masterminding because it's like I'm having an aha moment, you know. It's like I'm finding out where my roadblock is, and hopefully other people are too, just walking through the 8 factors of persistence, because I'm kind of checking, right? Definiteness of purpose, do I have it? Yes. Do I have desire? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm checking them. And then when I get down to number 6, cooperation, willpower, and habit. I think that's where I'm slowing down, you know, and those are the areas that I need to work on, like cooperation. It's funny because Danelle and I, again, I love masterminding. So Danelle and I walked into this gym one day, you know, so there I had an accountability partner, and I said, okay, I'm going to sign up, you know, but, you know, when I think of Chad and being a personal trainer, I know that once I get in the gym, I don't then have someone to work out with or to encourage or, you know, I don't have an accountability partner when I'm actually in the act, if that makes sense. And so then 7 and 8, that's where my willpower, you know, doesn't necessarily develop, and then it doesn't become a habit. You know, working out does not become a habit because, as I mentioned, okay, I went once. You know, so I checked like 1 through 5, and then I didn't quite check 6, 7, and 8. So this conversation is really healthy for me as I look at, you know, the 8 factors of persistence, what's holding me back, and I think we just unlocked it.
Can you do me a favor, Willie? Can you read number 3?
Number 3, self-reliance, belief in one's ability, which I highlighted about 3 times. Belief in one's ability to carry out a plan encourages one to follow the plan through with persistence. Self-reliance can be the... Okay, go ahead.
Now, if we can master self-reliance, 6, 7, and 8 will actually come together. You understand what I mean? Because if you have the belief that you can carry out your plan, you dig where I'm going with it? You understand what I'm saying about it?
Absolutely.
Of course we need accountability partners. We need that. I think it's important. As a parent, I am my children's, I am my wife's accountability partner. All right. If it's a goal, I am going to make sure that you're working on that goal and so on and so forth. But what happens when, today I have to work overtime. I'm working late. So do you not go on with your daily routine because I'm working overtime?
No, you have self-reliance. You believe in your own ability. But number 6, cooperation says harmonious cooperation with others tend to develop persistence. So therein lies kind of, you know, the hang-up with, yes, you have self-reliance. Yes, you believe in your own ability. But like you said, with your wife and you have – Or your wife would then have harmonious cooperation with others, meaning you, so she can develop persistence, if that makes any sense. The two are related, but I think one sharpens the other, if you will.
It does. It's once again, know that your biggest accountability partner is you.
Yes, I agree.
Your biggest, and I'm saying that because we're gonna stay on the working out thing. We're gonna stay on the working out thing. Mike and Vaughn, we work out together every day at 6 p.m. But this week, Mike twisted his ankle. He's not able to make it. So does Vaughn stop going to the gym?
No, but Vaughn, you've probably already made it a habit because of your cooperation with Michael. Is that correct? Because you probably have been working out together for a while now.
No,
right?
I mean, this is fictitious. But what I'm saying is because Vaughn, although Mike and Vaughn are accountability partners, when they go into the gym, Vaughn has a goal and Mike has a goal as well.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? So I have to know that the reason that my accountability partner is not available is because of this. But that still doesn't stop me from going. You understand what I mean?
You're right, absolutely.
But I think when it comes to the last 3, the cooperation, cooperation and the willpower and the habit, I think that comes when you show more persistence. You know, self-reliance is one thing, you rely on yourself to a certain extent, but you still have to push past self-reliance. You still have to persevere past that in order for it to become a habit. A habit is something that you do more than one time. So in order to make it a habit, you got to have the will to want to do it. You got to have the will and exercise the power to do what you said you want to do in order to even make it a habit, to do it more than one time. And the cooperation thing is just to have somebody there that is accountable. Like you said, if you're going to go to a gym, you have to make a cooperation with the people at the gym that I'm going to pay you a certain amount of money to come use a facility. Even if you don't bring another physical person with you to work out, you still have means by which you cooperate amongst one another. But you really have to have persistence and keep persistence in mind throughout that's one of these steps in order to really achieve them.
Got it.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree, Vaughn. I had to go against you on this one because I believe that everyone needs support, because all of us on the phone, all of us, you know, we are very strong people. But I'm telling you, like I said with my testimony in the beginning, that through being in this group now, you know, when people call me, like you calling me and say, "Hey, Mike, you gotta get on this," or Chad checking up on me and say, "Hey, what you think about perseverance?" That becomes a habit from people pushing you towards, you know, your goal and what you're trying to achieve.
Right.
You know, so I got to go. I'm sorry, buddy. I had to go on that one.
No. By no means. I don't even think that is opposing what I'm saying. I don't think going against what I'm saying.
No.
But I also wanted to point out that is something else. If 6, 7, and 8 is where we're getting stuck at. And like that's why I kind of slow down when I'm talking, because I want to make sure that what I'm saying lines up with where I'm trying to go for real. All right, if 6, 7, and 8 is a stuck point, is a stick point for us, now we have to lean a little bit until we can get those perfected. We have to lean back to self-reliance. You know what I mean? And with that, our plans may have to change. If I am your accountability partner, Mike, and I'm not showing up to the gym, and you know you're showing up, it's time. It may be time to go back to the planning stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the person that should be able to help. I'm not the person that will be able to hold you accountable, because I'm not even holding myself accountable. You understand what I mean? We have to go back to the drawing board and. You know, for the time being, I'll do it by myself, or I know that I can do this. I know that I can see this through until this point, and then I find Chad and say, you know what, I'm not going to lean on Mike anymore, because Mike hasn't shown himself worthy of not, I'm not worthy, but he hasn't shown himself to be the person that I can rely on. You understand what I mean?
But, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's almost like Napoleon Hill is in our conversation right now, because when you flip the page to page 170, you know, like Ann mentioned, now he talks about the 16 symptoms of the lack of persistence. You know, it's like instead of saying, you know, Vaughn, you know, okay, maybe I'm not the right accountability partner. No, that's not it. Let's talk about why you lack persistence, and these are the 16 symptoms of why you could possibly lack persistence. Let's kind of walk through these items now to figure out where your real issue lies, and let's try to move forward toward developing persistence.
But, you know, before we go to that, it's something I just want to say so bad, because it was relevant at the last end of the segment. I said it, and in a way, it's not in the book, but it was in a seminar that I went to about self-improvement and another workshop I was in. So I know if something come up twice, I want to discuss, I just want to bring it up. But the way that you develop persistence or something, like I was saying, they say the average human mind, you have about 5 thoughts per minute, and you have 30,000 thoughts per day at least, and that what you think about the most, that's what you are trying to obtain. So I think if you just start to think, and then Napoleon Hill talks about it in the book as well, in the chapter, he talks about, so you think, so you are. That's what it came. So
So you have to, it all starts in your mind, auto-suggestion, okay? You just start thinking, okay, I got to, like for me, when I start working out, when I get a workout mode, I think about eating right. I take my food out early so it don't be an excuse. I have a partner. When I'm sitting in a chair, I'm doing crunches, okay? So I just start thinking about more per day. And I think that the more you think about whatever your goal may be, the more likely you are to achieve that goal.
Let's hear from Kojo. He's on the line. He has a comment that he'd like to make about today's conversation. Kojo, you're on.
Good morning. I've been listening all morning, and I've listened probably about the 7th or 8th program. And I want to say this with all the love I have for my brothers, but sometimes we need to check our testosterone. The males seem to be dominating the conversation. I would like to hear more this morning from the females. I'd like to have more of a direct answer to what Ms. McNeil asked in terms of what is it that, what are the negative results of not being persistent. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Kojo. This is Danelle, and I very strongly believe that living a life that does not have persistence in it, as a lot of times I've mentioned in other on other shows that we hear Ann McNeil say a lot, that we end up living our lives like a wandering generality. You know, we set our hand to the plow, if you will, to use farming terms, and I don't have a plow per se in my garden, but I do have some tools that work better than others. And so in terms of, let's say, pulling weeds, and so I may be working on a weed, and I'm only, of course, using gardening in a very small way to represent something else that we do or that goes on in our lives. So there have been times I've been working on a weed, and I am working on this weed. It's a deep weed. And you know what? This is a little bit too hard. My hands are hurting. I don't have on the right gloves. And so I move on to something else. It may not even be a weed. It may be watering something or checking on something or playing with the dog. And I believe strongly that, as we mentioned previously in the week in one of our test shows, I believe that the chapters are arranged in the way that they are for a specific reason. So, you know, we may be persistently working on something, or we may think we are persistently working on something, and a hardship will come along, and then that's it. That's the end of it. So it's not really working with the spirit of persistence, although every morning Willay and I do, as a part of our daily masterminding, we talk about in our affirmation statements persistence. I don't know if anyone has anything else that they'd like to add.
Okay. I thought another female was going to jump in.
Well, I'll jump in. Go ahead. No, Kojo, thanks for your question. He was asking about the lack of persistence, I think. And, yes, no, like you said, being persistent about getting up in the mornings and making that phone call to kind of read our affirmations out loud puts our day into the perspective that it should be. And I love the quote you used that your mother says, we typically use our lives like a wandering generality, and just waking each morning, putting life into perspective by making a phone call each day at a specific time and reading aloud our affirmations kind of sets the tone for the next 24 hours. So just becoming persistent in that regard helps out a lot. And then walking through, for example, number one, and the 16 symptoms of lack of persistence is failure to recognize and to clearly define exactly what one wants. So mm-hmm. then when you take that and you say, okay, I don't want to use my life like a wandering generality. Let me sit in that for a moment and make, you know, plan. Let me plan my day. Let me plan my hours, you know, so that once I go through each one of these 16 symptoms, then I'm able to really enhance or develop my level of persistence.
Thank you. And right now we want to let everyone know that if you want more information about the International Mastermind Association, you can visit the website at internationalmasterminders.com. And we also have our annual conference coming up January 11th and 12th in Boca Raton, Florida. And we are going to go to a commercial break where you can hear a little bit more about that.
Start your year with full accountability and balance. Join the International Mastermind Association Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, 2013, for the International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. The International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat is a day and a half of accountability, creating, sharing, and celebrating goals and accomplishments with like-minded individuals that are living their lives on purpose. You don't want to miss it. For registration and more information on this life-enlightening event, please visit our website at internationalmasterminders.com.
Okay, and we're back. I just want to chime in on number one for we are on page 170 with the 16 symptoms of lack of persistence. And number one is you have to notice that everything from the eight factors of persistence, these are the opposing views of it. Eight, and it's two for each one of them. So 16, that's how I look at things. But it says, like Willie just said, failure to recognize and clearly define exactly what one wants. And often, like I said, when I talk to people, they just say, okay, I want to be successful. I want to make money. Or I want to be effective in the community. Or I want to make money for the community. That's not clear. Being clear, and to be more than what it is in the book, being clear is making things measurable. If it's not being measurable, you're not being clear in your goal. For example, I don't want to pick out to death. If you say, okay, I'm going to work out three times a week, or I'm going to work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, okay, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and I'm going to do this kind of workout. I'm going to do three sets of 10. Not just I'm going to work out. What are you going to work out? What day? Okay, on my Mondays, I'm going to work out upper body. On my Wednesdays, I'm going to work out middle body. On the Fridays, I'm going to do cardio or lower body. You have to go specific. And I believe 2 weeks ago we talked about the why. Okay? It's the what. It's not about the what. It's the why. Okay? So you have to plan. And I think that failure to do that will set yourself up for failure.
Right.
And then we go to number two. Vaughn spoke about number two, procrastination. Okay, procrastination with or without cause, usually backed up with formidable array of abyss and excuses, okay? Because when things come up, you always, like, everything here is clearly, you didn't go line by line, but everything that Chad said, I think he hit the nail on the head with most of these. We always find a reason not to go. It's raining. Chad and I work at the same job, and we have a group of women that work out. And just like, well, I'm telling you, everything what you're saying. And if one person don't go, the rest of the women don't come. And they just make excuses. And it may be it's raining outside. And it's like, what? It's raining outside. What do I have to do with them in the gym? And they'll find different excuses not to go.
It's
no,
probably
saying,
not only the women. Stop it.
Stop.
No.
Women,
see, I'm
stop
not saying women.
You,
I'm kidding.
I know that you are not a womanizer. I know
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
No.
It's a group of people that's out of job. And it's just an example. It's everybody.
And,
I mean, it even happens to myself.
You understand?
Yeah.
You find different, oh, I'm tired, or I didn't eat, or, you know, look at it's raining. And, you know, you find a reason to not do it. And what you end up doing is find a reason of you become a habit of making excuses. Because
right.
then you don't work out one day, then, okay, 2 days, and then you're a week. Or you end up not going to a workshop, or you end up not going to a certain amount of networking. And since we're talking about money, you have to want to go out and venture out. And that's number three, lack of interest in acquiring specialized knowledge. You have to go to events like what Lay had the other day to meet new people and to go out. And then you say, all right, I'm not going to go to that event because I go to another one.
We have on the line an exercise, since we're talking about exercising, an exercise and network guru. I know you all will be very happy to hear from her, Miss M. Angela Williams. Miss Angela?
Hi, Danelle. Hi, guys.
Hello.
I've been on since the top of the hour, and I've enjoyed this conversation, and I was trying to avoid calling in, but I just couldn't help myself. So I just want to chime in. And you guys just hit two words. You're talking about being persistent. And in order to be persistent in anything, you can't have procrastination. The two P's in this case don't go together. Normally I would say if you've got your purpose and you've got your plan and you've got persistence, that goes together. The only P that doesn't work here, if you're trying to do anything, you're trying to accomplish anything, from losing weight to getting new clients, is that you have to be persistent. And when you start to find yourself not being persistent, maybe you have to go back to the table and find out what else new you can do that will keep you on the right road. Recently this year, I just hit my probably at 40 pounds now. I've lost 40 pounds this week.
Wow.
And in the beginning, I was doing it through just changing my eating habits, and then I started exercising. I hurt my knee last year and gained some more weight back, so I needed to take that off and then start getting the weight off that needed to get off. But then eventually I decided I needed something else to keep me on the right track. I got a nutritionist. So I've had my third visit with the nutritionist, and that's helped me so much, another set of eyes and another person to keep me accountable. I got Rufus and I got Beatrice, and anybody who knows Beatrice knows that alone ought to keep me on the right track. She's a force to be reckoned with.
Yes.
But along the way, as I've continued this journey in losing weight, and it's not about looking good, because I looked good when I was fat, so I want to make the record clear. But it's about healthy. It's about being healthy, and being healthy is more important to me than being thin. So this is what it's about for me, because once you get like my age, I'm 50 now, almost 51 in a couple of days. You got to really start taking care of yourself. Health becomes more important. So every day I'm doing something. I probably read more articles. I just sent Adrian Friedman, who's on this weight loss journey, information, because I've accumulated, because health has been our whole focus. You know, we're masterminding in all 10 areas, but every year we choose a main focus. Last year it was spiritual. This year it's health. Next year it's family. So I've got all this information from the last year that I've been sending Rufus and Beatrice, from every article I read, every doctor I visited, whatever they told me that was going to help me be healthy and live longer, I've shared it. So just got, sometimes persistence is trying something new or looking at it from a different perspective or getting a different person to help you look at what you're doing to help you along the way. So, guys, I love your group. I love the energy. You remind me so much of Anointed Masterminders, and I just want to just commend you for the information that you're sharing with the listeners out there, because certainly if they're listening, they're being blessed.
Thank you, Miss Angela.
That's an excellent point
that Miss Angela brings up, because really what she's talking about is, you know, not necessarily revising the plan, but, you know, adopting new methods as is necessary. You know, a lot of times, for those of us who have GPSs in our cars and on our phones and so on and so forth, we'll miss a turn, and I call my GPS system Grace. And so grace will reroute me, you know, and give me a new plan. Well, you missed that turn. Okay, so let's go this way. You know, it may take a couple more minutes, but the plan, the goal is to get to the destination, and sometimes it has to be reworked. Not totally scrapped, maybe that too, but not completely. But, yeah, I like that suggestion. I like that recommendation, that point that you make, Miss Angela, to
Ms.
incorporate
Angela,
something new in order to get it done.
This is Vaughn. Miss Angela, thank you. That is exactly what I was trying to say. That's see, I just didn't have the right words. Thank you, Miss Angela.
You need a woman. You need
thank
a woman.
You so much.
And we have Tojo to thank for that. You needed a woman to come in and just help you with your words.
Exactly. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. And for our caller, I wanted to address something he said, and not that I'm lashing out at him. I wanted to say that the reason the men are on this call is because in our circle, me personally, we actually see that there is a surplus of women in woman involvement. And it's rare that you have not only one male involvement, but three men involved in this. And we have a voice, and we're just as involved, and we weren't trying to dominate the conversation at all. We were just doing the show. So I hope that we didn't offend anybody, male or female. But let us keep it moving. But thank you, Miss Angela, so much, because you hit that nail on the head.
Yeah. I just want to share something with y'all. I talked to Vaughn about it this week. I talked to Chad about it. And I'm telling you, when I said I was thinking about, I believe in the law of attraction and how what you think brings in everything else, because everything, like I said on my daily Bible, I made mention of it, and I just want to share it with everybody. Very relevant. And it comes from Romans chapter 3 and 5. It says, and not only that, we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. No hope, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has poured into our hearts. And it's written right there in the Bible. We're going to have tribulation when we do our planning. We just have to be prepared, because through that tribulation, you're going to have perseverance. And through that perseverance, you're going to develop character. Just like our listener just called. Listen to her. She had overcome it. She had tribulation. She went through, worked out. She persevered. And listen to the character and how proud she is and how she can voice herself and everything. And
yeah.
I think that we all have to plan. We have to plan for that. You know what I'm saying? Just in case I don't. Or sometimes I know Chad, we work out sometimes together. He said, hey, all right, you know you're going to cheat, but at least say just on Fridays you'll eat some beef. You know what I'm saying? So don't lie to yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. You know, like Willie said earlier, take inventory of yourself.
Yeah. Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I want to go back to what was said about procrastination. I mean, procrastination is number two on that chart. And one of the main things that it said, usually backed up with a formidable array of ad-libs and excuses. That formidable thing is that means the excuse could actually hold up. It could actually be valid. But are you going to be able to persevere or move past that excuse to reach your goal? Okay, a lot of times we look at our situation that we're in and we can't see past our situation or where we are at that current moment or how things are not working out or how things are not going our way. And we can't see past that, and we get covered with that problem, and then go into doubt and go into worry, and consequently we lose that type of interest, like in number three, towards going we lose interest in going towards meeting that goal. And it goes back to what Vaughn was saying earlier about self-reliance. But even before self-reliance comes in, it's desire. And a lot of times we lose our desire to do things based upon experiences that we come in contact with. And we have to be able to persevere even past those experiences when trying to reach a goal. And that was exactly, you know, I feel what the caller was saying. We, you know, we really just got to push past whatever the excuse may be. She even said she hurt herself, and she still, you know, had a chance to go and continue working out and find a way to make her goal, to reach her goal. And right now she's doing good. She already lost X amount of pounds. And I think that's one of the things that we need to look at.
She's doing better than good. She's doing excellent, 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 excellent. And you'll have a chance to meet her at the annual conference in January. We want to remind everyone you are listening to the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group of the International Mastermind Association. We are Danelle, Vaughn, Rose, Michael, Chad, and Willay. So we invite you to call 661-554-9219. We only have 9 minutes left on the show. If you are on the line, press 1 to speak. And then after you're finished, press 1 again. And we'd also like to invite the November group, Called to Conquer, to the show to introduce themselves and talk about what they'll be talking about next month. And I do want to let everyone know I'm really excited about next month, because their first chapter is the mastermind, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're doing what we do. And the second chapter is sex transmutation, which I really wanted to talk about this month, but I'll have to call in next month. So Nefreda, Imelda, Kimberly, we welcome you to the call. We welcome you to call in and to join us. And we also have Anne on the line again. Mrs. McNeil?
I will defer to Nefreda Thomas, because we are excited that your group is doing a great job, and we're looking forward to hearing from her. So I'll just leave my comments to after she's finished. Thank you.
All righty then.
Okay. Danelle?
Yes.
Does Carla come on?
She is on, and I will let her know that her mic is live in just a minute.
Good morning. How are you all doing? I have been listening since 8 o'clock. This is Nefreda Thomas of Call to Conquer. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I am excited about what's coming up in the next month. But let me first say that the energy and the upliftment from this group has been such a great segue into November. Thank you all so very much for bringing a whole new light to our Blog Talk segment of International Mastermind Association. It has been a blessing, to say the least, to be a part of such a wonderful group. Your energy, your upliftment, your excitement about your lives and about the things that are about to happen is so contagious. I just thank you all so much. I was going to stop listening because I had something to do here at the house, but I just said I can't stop. So I just put that off till later to finish listening to you guys. And, I mean, that's what you want. You want your audience to be excited. You want your audience to be re-energized. And I think that you all have really done a wonderful job of that. As it relates to Call to Conquer, we have one of the greatest chapters coming up in Chapter 9 about the mastermind, about how what our group is really all about and what Anne's vision was about. And I would like to say something about our president before I relinquish the mics back to you guys, and that is her whole goal and dream has been to be a blessing to others, and her life is exemplary of that. No matter what she does or does not do, her main goal in everything she does each day is to touch another life, to help them see their lives themselves. And the one thing I want to say as it relates to persistence and everything else that you all have been talking about today in Chapter 8, that this is definitely an individual journey. So, Chad, all the comments that you made about going and moving past and getting past those things that you've gone through, pushing past your pain is such a big thing you must do in order to stay focused on your goal, and it is an individual journey. So no matter who you've been working out with, you've got to make sure that your goals are still the first ones on the list. In addition to what you're doing as a group, this is an individual journey. So I thank you so much, Ms. McNeil, for always instilling that in us and making sure that we're clear that no matter what goes on with your entire group, you must remember that this is an individual journey and your goals are different from everybody else's, and you must stay persistent and on track with that. So I just want to thank you guys so much for allowing me to speak and share. I have had a wonderful time listening to you guys. It has been refreshing, to say the least. Thank you, Danelle, for your leadership. It is evident in terms of all that we've experienced on today. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Nefred. We look forward to hearing from you in the upcoming months.
And thank you, Nefreda, for further explaining what I was trying to explain. So once again, it was, I thank the caller for having the women interact. Thank you, because that's exactly what I was saying.
But the thing is, I don't want to cheat the listeners out, but I want to definitely get to, because we talked about the 8 factors of persistence. We talked about the 15 factors.
Anne McNeil has something that she'd like to say. She wanted to speak after she got a...
I'm sorry. I am just laughing so hard at you. I just relinquished my comments to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Vaughn, was that what you were planning to say?
That's what I was trying to say, Ms. Anne. I was trying to say that. Trying to say that.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm going on mute.
Bye. Okay, but we talked about the 16 symptoms of lack of persistence. Now let's very briefly talk about how to develop persistence. There are four simple steps. Okay, the first one is a definite purpose backed by a burning desire for its fulfillment. Okay, I know that we had a workshop, the Masterminds, with Robert Hernandez. And he said, your purpose is something that you think about or that burns you the most, that you think about the most, or that really fuels your fire. Make sure that is in your plan when you're planning it. If not, you'll be easily swayed away. I had 2 meetings this week when people plan something. Anything somebody bought to them, they want to do it. Oh, yeah, that's money. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can make $20,000. But that's not aligned with your goal. So make sure the things you do align with your goals. Secondly, make a definite plan, express in continuous action. For Rockefeller, I learned a lot about those guys. I read about them. They made decisions. Henry Ford, the first car he made, they talked about him, but he stuck through with it, and he made that the best out of the car. It was a very eyesore to people, but he stuck with that decision. Make a decision and stick with it. Don't think that it was a bad decision. Learn from the decision and then go back from it, no matter what it is, if it's working out, if it's business, whatever it may be. Number 3, a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influence, including negative suggestions and relatives, friends, and acquaintances. Your goal and your vision is your goal and your vision and for you only. They don't understand because it's your goal and your vision, okay? All these people, all the famous people I mentioned at the beginning of the show, they thought they was crazy. Why? Because they're thinking in the future. They're thinking of things not made up yet. So if people don't jump on board with you, that's fine. Someone will. And finally, a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage one to follow through with both plan and purpose. A la our mastermind group. I love my mastermind group. It helps you develop persistence. It creates your reality, all right, because when you start thinking about prosperity and everybody around you is talking about prosperity, there's no negativity, it creates prosperity. Get around like-minded people, great people like yourself. I just wanted to be able to run through that and give y'all that dose of success, because like mentioned in the chapter, you cannot go forward without persistence. You got to have a great plan, you got to have the faith. Page 174, I apologize.
Okay. Right, it's on page 174. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And now it's open. I just wanted to make sure I got those points in. Team, have at it. Which one do you think is most important, or which one do stick out the most to you?
For me, it's number 1, a definite purpose
backed by the burning desire for its fulfillment. For me, that's like I said once again, the order that it's in, and I'm quite sure it was planned this way, but it was planned perfectly because as a person that wants to live his purpose and to teach others how to live their purpose, young people, I think first you have to start. It has to be a burning desire within you. You have to want the success in any realm. You have to have it as much as you have to have the air that you breathe. You have to want it just as much as you want the air that you breathe. I think Mike earlier, I don't know if it was today or when it was, you were talking about the guy that tied the center block to his ankle and threw it in the water to drown himself. But as soon as he hit the water, he began to try to swim back to the surface. You have to want it that bad. You have to want it so much that it's just like the air you breathe. You need it. You know what I mean? So that's for me, that's how I feel about certain aspects of my life, certain areas of my life. I want it so bad, it's just like breathing. So that's what sticks out to me, number one.
Actually, they all stick out to me. Well,
yeah, me too.
You know, they all work hand in hand, and they're all, you know, equally important to me. But I will say that masterminding, number four, is ideal for me because I'm a person that loves to work with people, and masterminding, our Plan With Intention group, the International Mastermind Association, although, you know, this is an individual journey, it's really, like number four says, a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage one to follow through with both plan and purpose is so important to me. You know, interacting with all of you, masterminding, and just kind of putting a spin on ideas and desires that I have, you know, is really important to my growth.
Yeah, this is Danelle. I'm with you, Willay, that they are all equally important. I do want to make mention that the first two, going back to, well, not going back, but moving forward, referring to something that both Michael and Nefreda mentioned about goal setting and not masterminding, but about the goal setting and the having goals and having dreams and having plans, that it is a self thing, and that it begins with you. And so in that, I want to mention that the first two, in developing persistence, the first two steps have nothing to do with anyone else except self. You know, you having a purpose, knowing your purpose. We all have a purpose. Everyone has a purpose. Even the lizards and the frogs and the bugs and the worms in my yard, they have purposes, and I appreciate them. But we all have a purpose. And to know our purpose, to tap into our source, and to find out what our purpose is, If you listen to the Youth International Masterminders that broadcasted on the first Sunday of October, they interviewed Robert Hernandez, the purpose man. And not just because he says so, but because the book that we all live and structure our lives by says so, that we all have a purpose. There is a purpose for us, and we have to tap into the source that made us and created our purpose. So we have to learn what our purpose is and then develop a burning desire to see that purpose come into fruition. Again, that self, that has nothing to do with anyone else except us. And then the second, a definite plan, again, tapping into that source and finding out what the plan is. If we already have a purpose that's already destined, and this is just me, this is just my belief, if we already have a purpose a job that we're supposed to do, then I'd like to think that there is a plan that should go along with that purpose. So, again, one and two, before anyone else gets introduced to this thing, it's only us. It's Danelle sitting down at the table
and talking and figuring this thing out with my source. The next step is when we start to introduce others to it. A mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences. So at that point, you know, once we have the plan, then that's when others, and it's interesting that this is number three, because it's almost saying, well, to me, again, only to me, it's saying if you don't have a plan and if you don't know that you have a purpose, nobody has anything ill-spoken to say against you. You know, it's like growing up. My mother never wanted a bite of my sandwich until I got to the very last piece, like the last two pieces. It was cut in half. She didn't want the first half. It wasn't until the end that she wanted some. Excuse me. And so it's like that with having a plan and having a purpose. When you don't have a plan, you don't have a purpose, then nobody wants to have any input. Nobody has any say-so, really. But as soon as you sit down and you have a purpose, you realize that you have a purpose, and you have a plan to go along with that, then it's like the naysayers and the germs and the whatever else we called them last week, they come out of the woodwork. They come flying out of the ground and from underneath rocks and behind cars and all over the place to say nay against your plan. And are you sure that that's your purpose? Are you sure that, well, where were you when I was sitting down trying to figure it out? And then force a friendly alliance. So I think that they're all equally important in their respective places. I probably could not put them in a better order.
Yeah. Can I say something? On page 175, it reads, and it's talking about the how to develop persistence. It says they are the four steps which guarantee favorable breaks. They are the steps that convert dreams into physical realities. And then the next line under it says there is a magnificent reward for all who learn to take these four steps. This is what it's indicating is like this. I'm giving you a jewel. This is the jewel, and if you learn to utilize it properly, it's priceless.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. If you learn to incorporate this into your daily walk, it's priceless. I mean, you can put any price tag on it that you want. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen again?
Amen. One of the ones that I definitely would like to put a pin in for a second is number two. Dealing with that whole process, number two is where I see a lot of people normally fall short, is the definite plan expressed in continuous action. If you think about any area of sports or entertainment, you know that you have to follow an exact script down to the T. Have every action outlined and planned out for where everything is going to take place, how everything is going to happen. Even in sports, you have a designed play that's designed for you to run from the minute the ball is snapped or put into play all the way to the last second of the game. And these are things that usually catch us off guard. And when things catch us off guard, it's probably because we didn't make sure we had a definite plan expressed into continuous action. And we need to make sure that we definitely make that a strong point, like Danielle said, with ourselves before we even involve somebody else, so that we don't fall into procrastination or failure due to somebody coming and hating on our dream or whatever the case may be. But we have to make sure that we understand the definite, understand our purpose, of course, and our desire. But when you understand what that is, how are you going to put that into words? How are you going to put that into actions when it's time to actually do that particular task that you have to do?
Chad,
I'm going to go on. I was trying to say something after Danelle, but I realized my phone was on mute. But I thought I'd be ridiculed if I do not say this. Vaughn heard me say this before. Chad heard me say it. I know that every person have a purpose. You might not know it, or you might not have taken enough time to find it out, but it's very evident in our DNA, in our makeup, because there's three things I can tell you right now. If you hold your finger up, hold your index finger up, and you look at your finger, you'll notice something. Not only that, that's number one, but it's a fingerprint there. And you're the only person in history to have that fingerprint. So if you're out there and you think that you don't have a purpose, you do. God made you a purpose with your design plan right there on your fingerprint that you are wanted on this earth. You are needed, and you do have a purpose. Secondly, that I learned that when male ejaculate, over 5 million females go chasing after one egg, and we are all a product of that one sperm out of the 5 million. So you was already the one out of 5 million. You was already designed to be here for a reason. All right, so most importantly, that's the most important thing people do not understand, that you do have a purpose. You just need to find it. It's in you. You should not look out to other people. And once you find it, then I think that that's one thing that's going real depth in this chapter. But that is the most important, the purpose. And once you understand that, you're willing to, if you know that's the reason why you're on this earth, you're willing to leave this earth for that reason. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. I'll pass it to Rose now.
Michael, as a young man, how did you get so much wisdom? Wow. Wow. As a young fella, I'm very impressed. I am very impressed. This is great. What'd you say, Danelle?
I said I love that.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's my fingerprint. I actually looked at my fingerprint.
Good. And I did too. In fact, I've heard Michael say this time and time again. But I still find myself looking at my fingerprint. Yeah. That's what's up, though. That's the truth. And I think that in the Word, in the Bible, it says something to the extent that your gift will make room for you.
Yeah.
That is an indication that not all of us have the same gifts, but the gift, and we speak of gifts, and a lot of people think of, when they think of gifts, they think of the gifts of the Spirit, the way that it's defined in the Bible or through what they've learned in church. But the gifts are our individual talents that we have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about purpose. We're talking about, I know that the chapter is persistence, but to kind of align with what Mike said, our gifts are what makes us individuals. Our gifts are kind of where if you know your gifts, you can figure your plan. I mean, you can figure your purpose. You know what I mean? Because there's certain things that Michael's able to do that Vaughn has no understanding of. You understand what I mean? So that's a gift that if we work that gift to perfection, it will make room for us in this land. And that's in every aspect. That's in our financial, in our finances. That's in our spiritual walk. That's in our family walk. Those gifts, there's certain things, my family, they rely on me because they feel like, you know, this is the best person for the job. There's certain things, I pick up the phone and I call Danelle because I know Danelle is the person that can handle this.
Right.
Mike, I think you may be a preacher one day. Boy, you just church.
Anyway, we have been because we are having so much fun, and this is our last show for the month. We have been graced with 15 extra minutes for the show. So for right now, we do want to bring on Ann McNeil once again. She says she has something to say after Nefreda. Ann, you're on.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Danelle, and thank you for all of our thousands of listeners who will be downloading this show and who will be listening in the future. And I was just suggesting to Danelle, you know, the show does have to end, and you're going on 2 hours right now. So what I'd like to do, I'd like to suggest that you may want to consider holding your mastermind meeting on Blog Talk, and let's find another day during the week, a night that works for all of you and a time that works for all of you. And on behalf of IMA, just start having your mastermind meetings on Blog Talk, because then you could actually do what we actually do in the workbook and hold your meeting the IMA way by coming back week after week and giving an account for your goals using all of the chapters, showing us how to mastermind as beginning masterminders the IMA way. So that's what I wanted to discuss. And, of course, we do have a call after this call to do a debrief, and we can discuss that in more details. But I did want to share that on the air. And if we have any listeners that have any thoughts about hearing that, we will continue to have our Saturday show, Walking Through the Book. But we would like to encourage Plan with Intention to consider holding your mastermind meetings, which is exactly what you've been doing the last few weeks, is you're having your mastermind meeting on the Saturday calls. It's just that the rest of us have been graced, you know, with the ability to listen in, as you all have been having so much fun. So we just wanted to continue to encourage you, because you're helping to take the organization to an entirely new level of masterminding. Thank you.
Wow, thank you. Okay. All right, well, with our last couple of minutes, I do want to – do you all have anything else that you wanted to add before we move on in the book? Because, Michael, just earlier in the show, you mentioned you mentioned unconditional love. And there's a story in this chapter that talks about King Edward and, Simpson? Wally Simpson? And I wanted to find out what you thought about that, because you mentioned love.
Okay. I don't think I noted that statement. Could you give me a brief on it?
About the story?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a woman, Wallace Simpson. Let me see. Am I getting her name right? I don't want to. Somebody say yes?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Mrs. Wallace Simpson. So she really wanted love. She wanted to be in love. She wanted to fall in love. She wanted to have love. And I imagine that she wanted to have unconditional love from a man. And so she fell in love with Edward,
King Edward. Yep.
Yes, mm-hmm. King Edward. But she was not of noble blood, and so, of course, they could not marry. So he gave up the throne. But the point was that she was persistent in her desire for love, whether she masterminded and set out to gain his love. I don't know the details, but I mentioned it because you mentioned unconditional love earlier, and I never really thought about love when I, you know, during in the conversation of persistence.
But it is true, even that, because one thing is, it's like what Vaughn said. God said he'll make room for it, all right? And when you're being persistent, I was talking to a group of kids, you all that don't know, I do work for an organization called FCA, and Youth Development, and I was talking to the kid through my Bible club, and I was talking about how do you get closer to someone? How do you get what you want? It's through a word called sacrifice. And I think sacrifice and persistence will align clearly in the chapter, all right? That's sacrifice, and like you said, persistence is desire of love. The sacrifice, that the more you sacrifice for a person, or like when you sacrifice for God, he speaks to you more, he gives you more. The more that you guys sacrifice for me, and the more that I'm sacrificing and Even like for our callers, the more they're sacrificing calling in, the more we love them, the more we love being on the show. So it's like some come from what the Bible says, you know, unconditional love. You know, that unconditional love will bring in what you want. Okay, that means you love your desire. She loved the person. She wanted that person. And so she got what she wanted through her persistence, through her unconditional love for her desire. You understand what I'm saying? So it is through sacrifice and your unconditional love, in spite of what everyone else may say, despite of what your culture say, that you're not supposed to be a queen, you're not supposed to marry a king, you're not supposed to do that, and vice versa. It will overcome all other components and areas of your life.
Which is where it talks about in the book where he says, where Dr. Napoleon Hill says, too many people refuse to set high goals. I think that's the key right there. High goals for themselves, or even neglect selecting a career because of the criticism of relatives and friends who may say,
mm-hmm.
don't aim so high, people will think you are crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Janelle, what page is that on?
Nope, can't give you that.
Janelle, what page is that on?
That Michael has my book.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right. Well, listen.
We really going to do that in front of everyone?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we did that. We did that. can I chime in on that? Can I chime in on that?
Yes, you can, but wait, Malay, you have something that I thought I heard you. You heard your voice.
Did you say, well, yes, I did. I wanted to say, when I read that story about Wallace Simpson and King Edward, I it took me back to the very core, you know, the very first chapter, which is the starting point of all achievement, which is desire. You know, it's like it says on page 176, his greatest desire was for love. And it just really talks about desire. And once you have that, before you start taking into consideration other people and the naysayers and all those things, at the very core is your desire. And I think that's why they were effective with saying, okay, my greatest desire is love. That's what I'm seeking. They put their, you know, not blinders on, but they were extremely focused, I guess, on that. And that made it come to fruition.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that, which confirms for me even more that these chapters are in a specific order. They are in particular order. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You're absolutely right, Danielle. And for the record, that what Danielle just read is on page 175. I wanted to give an example. Working in youth services and working in an underserved community, I realized that with the kids that I'm in contact with, or our organization is in contact with, we go into the juvenile detention center here in Collier County, which is Naples, Florida, for those of you, for the listeners. And Mike, thank you for actually taking a journey over and speaking to the kids over here. I understand that it's easy for the kids in this environment, or from an underserved community, it's easier for them to live by low standards because they feel like, okay, if I go this route, at least, you know, everybody, that's what they expect out of us. You know what I mean? Instead of aiming high, this is not us, but this is what the young kids say. They say, well, okay, if I have a kid there, he says, well, I know I'm going to prison. Why are you going to prison? You're going to prison because you choose to go to prison. You know, what 17-year-old kid or 16-year-old kid has already put in his mind that one day it's his destiny to be an inmate, inmate 37469? Who in the world does that? People who say, you know what, nobody has ever supported my goals or my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So if and when I do make it to my destiny, my place in this world, it will be prison. And nobody's expects any different. anything different. And the thing is, what I try to do constantly, even before getting into the text, into the book, Think and Grow Rich, that we have been talking about for the last month, chapter 6, 7, and 8. I've always tried to show these kids, listen, you don't have to go that route. You don't only you decide what your goal is. You decide where you're gonna go. So if you're gonna aim high, there's a saying, what is it, aim for the moon. So even if you don't make it to the moon, you still be amongst the stars.
Yeah.
These kids have no vision. They have no vision. There's no one going into the community to show them any different. I can think of numerous people that have had business minds, have everything that they've accomplished in life, they've been a success, but they've been a success at illegal things. Imagine if that same kid that started selling drugs at age 14 and built a drug empire by the time they were 19 years old, imagine had somebody taught them industry. Imagine had someone took them, let's just say Miss McNeil. Just imagine if Miss McNeil had invested in them and saw the qualities that this kid had, and by the time he's 21, he's already on top of the construction world because he's learned from the master.
And that's why we do what we do in IMA. So for the last 4 minutes, what I'd like is for everyone just to take maybe 45 seconds now at this point and just tell one thing that you've grown from conducting and being a part of this Saturday morning blog talk radio program. What have you learned about yourself? 30 seconds to 45 seconds.
Excuse me, this is Ann McNeil, and before you do that, I have to use executive privilege and come on this radio show and tell Vaughn that I did do that, and I'm speaking to that person right now, and you know who you are. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. 15 seconds to 30 seconds.
I'll make mine quick because I already stated it in the beginning that I said that I didn't notice it this week, how the mastermind really affected me. It forced me to read. It forced me to spread the word. It forced me to speak about it. It forced me to dream about it. And it forced me to be accounted for my all the above things.
Awesome. Rose, your mic is open, so you're able to speak whenever you're ready. Anyone want to go next?
I hope I don't break up because I am on the road. Thank you, Danelle. I'm going to say this. I want to add, because I couldn't talk while we were on the road. My phone was kind of breaking up because I can hear you all breaking up. For the callers and for the listeners that are struggling with persistence, I just want to add this, and this is what I do personally, and also it is mentioned in the book when he would quote or talk about some of the struggles. And he would say that he would have in bold that point or that problem that you may be having with meeting that goal or getting to that point or that desire that you have with your mastermind group, along with your mastermind group, to have that vision or to use index cards and place them where you can see them every day. You know, we do in the mastermind group, we do as a group the vision. You know, we have that vision board. I have it at my office on my desk. I have my affirmations right at my nightstand next to my bed. So those are some things that you can use as tools to help you get past that point of procrastination and to be persistent on the goal. So I just wanted to add that, and that's where I am with masterminding and with my goals.
Thank you. So we have 60 seconds left, and Willay, you can have them.
Oh, perfect. I was going to jump in, actually, right after Rose. It was perfect. I was going to say masterminding has helped me put up a vision board, put these 10 mastermind, or actually 13 goals to achieve on that board. And to be specific, like Michael was saying earlier, about what it is I'm actually doing in each area to move my life forward. So that's what masterminding has done for me.
Awesome. So we want to remind everyone that you are listening to the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. To join in on the conversation, you can dial 661-554-9219. Again, that call-in number is 661-554-9219. Join us for the month of November to listen to Call to Conquer Mastermind Group of the International Mastermind Association. We thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
Bye-bye.